Tony Magnullo is an old friend of the program and a friend of mine. Honored to call him that. He is also a producer of gin, the only locally produced gin in this region, happens on Hilton Head Island. If you probably heard of Bulrush Gin, yes, it is produced here. And Tony is going to join us now to talk about, there it is, to talk about a brand new venture that he has that I think most of you will enjoy, especially if you like gin. First of all, welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you? It's good to see you.
I'm good. Yes, same here. Same here. I did not know a bunch of years ago, you just mentioned to me 10 years ago, you launched Bulrush Gin. Originally, it was produced up in Greenville, if I recall correctly.
That's correct.
A couple of years ago, you moved production here to Hilton Head Island. How has that process gone the last couple of years since you moved it closer to home?
Oh, man, it's been great. You know, we have an amazing partnership with Hilton Head Distillery. You know, good friends. They've been friends really since they had a distillery up in Greenville, coincidentally. They were friends, you know, we had a great partnership up in Greenville with another distillery. We kind of, you know, outgrew their capacity, and Hilton Head Distillery basically said, like, hey, look, you're already kind of considered a Hilton Head brand because you live here and because you're prominent here and obviously in Savannah as well. Just bring it down here. And it's been great. I mean, it's awesome for me because it's not a typical like contract distilling arrangement. You know, I'm in there, I'm helping with the process, I'm testing every batch, I still source the botanicals, it's my formula. You know, I pop in and help whenever I can. You know, I'm not there for every single batch. I do taste every batch, but I'm not producing every batch because, you know, we got it, you know, pretty tight with what we're looking. But good friends, good partnership, good people working there. They make some good stuff too. So it's been pretty awesome for sure.
That's great. I'm curious though, you know, locally owned once upon a time, locally produced, as we just said, the last couple of years. Does that really make a difference in sales when you could say that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, such a big part of our brand. I mean, I guess, you know, sales, I would assume, you know, it's tough to obviously draw that line between, you know, all those things and direct sales. But to me, you know, when we're talking to, you know, bars and restaurants, when we're talking to tourists, when we're talking to, you know, our retailers, and we say we are the only brand, only gin brand distilled on Hilton Head, and we're distilled, you know, if I'm doing a tasting at a wine and spirit shop and I say, yeah, it's distilled a mile and a half up the road, you know, that means a lot. And people like that, particularly with where we are. You know, and the fact that we have so many visitors and so many people that are so passionate about, you know, Hilton Head and the Low Country and all that. It means something for sure.
No, I get it. You know, I travel, as you know, quite a bit, and I'm always interested in the beers wherever I go. And if there's spirits wherever I go, like, hey, you know, I spent a lot of time down in the 30A area of Florida. There's a couple of distilleries that have popped up there. And as soon as I found out about them, I wanted to go and see what they were doing. I have that natural curiosity. So what you said is obviously accurate. A lot of people come down this way and like, oh, really? A gin made here? I want to try that. Do you get inquiries, you know, off the grid, not just at tastings from people? Hey, where can I find you?
All the time. Where can I find you? You know, when I'm back home, where can I buy you? Other thing, just from a brand perspective, not to get, you know, too deep into a marketing conversation, but when we go to places like, you know, New York, you know, we're available in New York and New Jersey. You know, we're obviously available in Atlanta. When we go to the northern suburbs of Atlanta and we say Hilton Head brand, that means something to people, right?
Obviously.
That is, they haven't been here for a couple of years. They're like, oh, you know, I grew up going there. I love it. I know what it's all about. I watch the Heritage on TV. Yeah, it does mean something for sure.
That's cool. Well, the reason why we've invited you to chat here is because you have a brand new, like, incredibly brand new venture. You've gotten into the RTD market, as it's known in the inner circles, which means ready to drink.
That's it.
You have created Calabogie Cooler. It is a gin and tonic cocktail, yes?
That's it. Yeah. Calabogie.
How long have you been working on that?
Oh, man. I think in earnest, you know, actually saying, hey, we're going to do this thing. I guess it was last August when we really kind of started things rolling, which is actually relatively quick, right? Cool. You know, so we've been kicking our, you know, I say we, it's me and my wife really, and our friends at the distillery. You know that, how that goes, but we've been kind of kicking around the idea really for a couple of years. You know, obviously with where we live, people want a canned cocktail. They want to take it on the golf course. They want to take it by the pool, all those types of things. So we've been kicking around the idea. You know, for a couple of years, we've had accounts ask us for it for a couple of years. And it was really last August we met, you know, an awesome, you know, high quality canning partner that just opened a facility in North Charleston, that really kind of allowed us to do it at our spec. It allowed us to actually use actual bulrush gin in the product. You know, allow us to once again stay really, really close to the process. You know, great guy, Chris Ledbetter, Arcus Concepts, plug for him. He's just doing like kind of small craft canned cocktails. So we met him, said we're gonna do it, and then off to the races trying to figure it all out.
I have found, since chatting with you, you know, around the island here or there, and chatting with other friends who are involved in that end of the industry, I have found that, yeah, you can approach someone who produces it, but there's a lot of people out there who will tell you, tell us what you want it to taste like, and we're going to make it with the cheapest stuff we can find. And some people will go for that, but people like you who are interested in using your own product, you have to draw a line. Did you have to go through a few different people to get to these guys in Charleston?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, part of the reason why we didn't do it was because, you know, we would talk to typical. So first off, you're not really going to invest in your own canning line at a distillery, right? You're talking about carbonation and canning and a whole lot of equipment, right? Unless you have a whole bunch of cash. You know, so we were talking to a lot of folks over the years of, you know, hey, let's do a canned bulrush gin cocktail, whatever we're going to call it. And you hear a couple things. So first off, like the minimums are insane. Like, oh yeah, we'll do it, but you have to do an entire container's worth. Oh, there's a $30,000 upfront brand development fee. Yeah, you know, we already have a gin and tonic, so you just slap your label on it, call it Bulrush Gin and Tonic in a can, and blah 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 blah. You know, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. if it doesn't actually include Bulrush Gin, I'm not going to do it. If I can't do, you know, a gin and tonic to my specs, the way I make a gin and tonic, I'm not going to do it. So we met Chris, you know, and he had an awesome spot up there and decided to do it. So that was kind of what we discovered.
That's very cool.
Thinking about it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's very cool. Now you have the gin and tonic cocktail now.
Yep.
Available at most liquor stores, including Hilton Head Wine and Spirits on Hilton Head Island. Our friend Bob over there is carrying it. But you have another one coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah, we have a Blood Orange Spritz. Unfortunately, I think all I really have, I have some empty cans of it here, but they're not labeled just yet. yeah, we have a Blood Orange Spritz coming.
We call those research.
That's right. That's right. Those have not been opened yet. But we've got the flavor dialed in. Those are kind of some extra sample cans. But we've got a Blood Orange Spritz, you know, made with our Blood Orange Bulrush Gin. Yeah, that one's going to be blood orange gin, a little bit of bitters, a little bit of Prosecco, and some club soda. So basically like a spritz, basically, which, you know, nice. We actually had that cocktail at a few places around the island, and it does really, really well for us. You know, the original plan was actually to launch them together, but, right. You know, dialing in the blood orange spritz was a little bit more complicated. And I told myself, you know, obviously we wanted to launch before Heritage. We were pushing pretty hard to do that, but I wasn't going to launch anything that wasn't, you know, 100% what I love. So that one's still a couple weeks out. So, yeah.
Totally get it. And as we record this, we are approaching Masters weekend, which means we're roughly 5 to 6 days out from the bulk of Heritage Week. You were telling me it can be found in and around Sea Pines. Quarterdeck might have it. Crazy Crab, you said, might have it. Hit and miss as
Crazy
it ramps
Crab's
up,
definitely
right?
going to have it. You know, they will be kind of, you know, probably our hub in Harbortown for the Masters will be Crazy Crab. You'll definitely be able to get it there. And then the other spots, if they don't get it next week, they'll probably get it the, you know, the week after. You know, Sea Pines in general and all those. Matt and Chris have been awesome partners day one. I don't know if you know this. Bulrush Gin was actually developed when I was living in Sea Pines on my kitchen counter. So
how about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Plans for more flavors down the road? Or are you going to let this breathe for a little bit?
We're going to let this breathe for a little bit. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if other people are asking for other flavors. I mean, you know me, we've had Bulrush for 10 years now. We've got our regular, we've got a barrel aged, and we've got the blood orange, and it took us 10 years to get to a canned cocktail, but we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what other people are interested, what people are asking for, what we can come up with. But, you know, for now it'll be that, and really just kind of focusing on, you know, Hilton Head, really going deep on Hilton Head. We'll be in Savannah, available in probably about a month or so, and we'll probably launch both at the same time there because both will be ready. So we'll be with Savannah Distributing, our partners there, in about a month, and then Atlanta a little bit after that, and then that'll probably be it for a while. Just focus on those markets and own those and see where it goes. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Boating season is right. Boating season actually started. We got a little whiff of winter again here this week.
Yeah.
But boating season is here. I've seen a number of boats out on the water, but the bulk of it, as you know, Mother's Day, it hits the ground running. And so hopefully your product will be in demand. It's called Calabogie Cooler. Show us one more time. You can find it at most liquor stores on the island for now, coming to Savannah sometime in the month of May. Does that say 5.5 ABV?
5.5%. Yep. So
okay. Fair enough.
Pop, but still
fair enough. More than a Pilsner, less than some of my dramatically punch in the face IPAs. So.
Exactly. If you could come sell for me, that's basically what I'd say.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I've consumed quite a few of all of the whole spectrum. So
you're a professional, though. That's what you do. You got to do that.
Very good. Well, Tony Bagnullo with Bull Rush Gin, locally made, locally owned. Find yourself a cooler and throw a bunch of Calabogie Sound in there, Calabogie coolers. That was a tongue twister. Find yourself a cooler and throw a bunch of Calabogie coolers in there.
But we're talking about
enjoy it this summer. Thank you, sir. I will see you probably at Heritage. I'll be running around.
I'll be there. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the time.
Take care.